This is Chris Pierce, and this is episode 21 of the Self-Maintenance of the Brain and Body podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about what is happening in our gastrointestinal system when we sleep and why we should cease eating meals 3 hours before bedtime if we want to achieve good quality sleep. In previous episodes, I talked about the circadian rhythm, your biological clock that regulates your sleep and awake cycles. Your circadian rhythm is located in a mass of cells within your brain called the suprachiasmatic nucleus, which is located in part of the brain called the hypothalamus. The circadian system doesn't just manage sleep. Many of the different things automatically occurring in our body are managed by the circadian rhythm system. And one of them is your digestive system. Light and dark cycles will trigger the circadian rhythm for sleep and wakefulness. And for digestion, there's other cues triggering when it's time to tell the circadian rhythm to prepare the body for digestion. So the American Academy of Sleep Medicine recommends that we eat our last meal at least 3 hours before bed. And to help synchronize your circadian rhythm, you should go to sleep and wake up at the same time every day and try to eat all meals throughout the day at the exact same time. But why is eating your last meal 3 hours before bedtime crucial for healthy sleep? The answer lies within what is happening within our digestive system when we sleep. Because of the brain-to-gut connection, there are feedback loops traveling back and forth, synchronizing these key activities. Eating less than 3 hours before bed disrupts what is known as the feeding entrainment clock, managed by the circadian rhythm. Now, on average, it takes 3 to 4 hours for most foods to digest. Research demonstrates that once the food is digested and traveled from the stomach into the small intestine, it may no longer impact sleep quality. But with food still remaining in your stomach, your ability to digest the food has greatly decreased. And this leftover food will begin to wreak havoc on your sleep. During sleep, many hormones that are needed to support healthy digestion are no longer being released, making it difficult to properly break down any undigested food remaining in our stomach when we sleep. Also, as you get closer to bedtime, the esophageal muscles gradually lose ability to swallow, decreasing that ability by 25%. Additionally, the lower esophageal sphincter, or the doorway keeping food from traveling back up into your stomach, decreases as we enter into the sleep. And if you have any undigested food remaining in your stomach, you have a higher chance of it pushing gastric reflux into your esophagus. And what they found is that gastric reflux during sleep has more severe impact than during wakefulness, as the acid stays in contact with the esophagus for longer periods of time. Another problem with eating too close to bed is that gastric motor function, or the mechanism that agitates the food around in the stomach to help break it down to be metabolized, greatly decreases during the first few stages of sleep. Meaning if you still have undigested food in your stomach when you fall asleep, it'll take longer to metabolize and can awaken you due to stomach pain. Additionally, during the second stage of sleep, during non-REM stage 2, a protein called trefoil peptides are released to fight against bacteria that cause ulcers and other gastrointestinal diseases and cancers. Not only does eating too close to bed disrupt sleep quality, but it impacts overall health. Harvard Health and Medicine, in a 2022 news release, shared research demonstrating that eating too close to bed is linked to obesity, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes. Eating too close to bed increases weight gain. Eating too close to bed can affect mental health. The International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health found that eating too close to bedtime increases the symptoms of anxiety and depression. So my challenge to you this week is simple. Stop consuming food 3 hours before your scheduled bedtime and try to consume all meals at the exact same time every day. This concludes this episode. Please tune in every Monday for a new self-care tip. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and share it with your family and friends. Also, please check out my self-care book titled Self-Health Advagaji, Self-Directed Learning Approach to Mental and Physical Self-Care. You can find a link to this book in the show notes of the podcast.